At the Capitol building where the president delivered his speech, the House of Representatives has two competing speakers. Also, a fire got at the joint chambers of the building in December. Former President George Weah reportedly turned down a request to attend the occasion. He said it would signal his endorsement of what he called the illegal removal of the Speaker Kofar. In his speech, President Boakai recounted the progress of his administration in strengthening the economy, which he said was in decline when he took over.
Before our administration, growth slowed to just 4.6%. While some key agreements are still pending, I am pleased to report that we are actively negotiating with major multinational companies in energy, mining, agriculture, infrastructure, and technology. Once finalized, these negotiations are expected to bring over $3 billion in investment to our economy. We anticipate a promising medium-term outlook with expected growth rate of 5.8% in 2025.
President Boakai also addressed the recent fire at the national legislature and issued a warning to those who he said might be threatening the peace and security of the country.
I assure you that the security of the state and the sanctity of our though may be assailed, may be threatened, however, it can never be broken. No one's personal ambition can ever outweigh the importance of our peace and security.
Some civil society members have expressed disappointment that the president did not mention rule of law in his address, regarding in particular the failure of some government officials to declare their assets. Anderson Mayman is the executive director for the Center for Transparency and Accountability in Liberia. He says the president's address offers hope, but his failure to emphasize the rule of law is a concern.
The president did not say much about whether or not he has acted on those other reports. And the reality is that he hasn't done much, if any, about those other reports. There are reports that have implicated some of the officials he has appointed.
Like Mayman, Eddie Jawolo, some Liberians lamented the absence of the full bench of the Supreme Court at this ceremony, while others say they are more concerned about bread and butter issues. For Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.